Blog Talk Radio.
Hey.
Gather round. Witness the memoirs of 5'9 being read as he sees it fit. Police sirens behind him while he's driving instantly causes butterflies in his stomach, even though he's legit.
Now, brothers and sisters, they have not stopped. It's about to hit the fan. What is it?
Hello and welcome to A to Zaya's Blog Talk Radio Show. Our host today is Justin Cloud. We thank you for listening. We have had some technical difficulties this morning, but we should be straight in just a moment. So please give us just a second to chime our host in, and we do apologize for the technical difficulties. But we will be on in just a second. The topic of the show today is being somebody. So if you guys would just bear with us, we will be right with you.
Gather round. Witness the memoirs of 5'9 being read as he sees it fit. Police sirens behind him while he's driving instantly causes butterflies in his stomach, even though he's legit.
Now, brothers and sisters, they have not stopped. It's about to hit the fan. What is it?
All right, guys. We're bringing Mr. Cloud on right now as we speak. Not sure why we're having technical difficulties, but Mr. Cloud, are you there?
I'm here, ma'am. I'm here.
Very good. So, listeners, we have Justin Cloud. He's on the line, and he is going to take over the show. This is your President of Justice from A to Zaya, Ms. Delzora Barnett, and I'll just kind of be in and out co-hosting and trying to take care of our technical difficulties. Good morning, Mr. Cloud, and take over your show, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Good afternoon, everybody. Blessings to all that's listening and have time to chime in to listen and even call in. This is an important show today, especially to me, because how much I love my people. And if you have time to call in, please call in and let me know how important it is for us as a community to reach out to each other and give your take on it, how much important it is to you or the reason why it's important. But I got to have a couple of views and a couple of stories to go through so we can find the importance together and actually put a plan together in cultivating a good community. The reason why I called it being a somebody, I actually grew up in church. My mother, I joke about it loosely, but I say she made me a drug baby because she drugged me to church every Sunday. So I know church a lot, but way back in old school church, they had a song called Somebody Prayed for Me, had me on their mind, took their time to pray for me. And I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. Now, we sung that song over and over again, and I sang it in repetition just from having to go to church, having to sit on the front row with my mama and be involved with the service. But if you take a step back and actually look at the whole process of the song, somebody prayed for a person, took their time to pray for them. Out of their life, they took this block of time to reach out to this person. And then you see the response, the positive response in the person being prayed for. They said, I'm so glad they prayed. And on a daily basis, I go out into my community, wherever it's either Hope Mills Park playing basketball with the youth or standing out front of the tobacco stores trying to catch a couple of the young people, young males out there. Maybe they're up to no good. Maybe they're not. Maybe they have the appearance. But just taking the time out to invest some of your positive time into them can make a change. I have a friend that I spent quite of a bit of time around. And she had been through some things, especially as at a young age. And she had told me on a couple days ago, she was like, you know, you being around me, being patient enough to show me a better way of dealing with my anger, dealing with all of the things that happened to me as a child, because you took the time to show me, I was able to see myself in the situation. So I want y'all to view that sometimes we can experience some things without having to experience. As a matter of fact, the Bible tells you that experience is the teacher of fools. Only because somebody prior to you going through that experience has already been through it. They can sit down and talk to you about it. They can break down or break bread with you to show you or to save you from the failures that they've made in their past. So I find it very, very important to reach out to our communities. I was talking to my loved one on the other day. I said, you know, it's you never appreciate purpose until you don't have a chance to use purpose. Like, we have a great community that we live in, but you never know what your community is like unless you go out in it to observe it, to find its potential. I had a real quick story, and it was about a flower. If you know anything about flowers, they can reproduce themselves. They have the ability to reproduce themselves. They pollinate and shed themselves on the whole side of a hillside. And starting with that one flower, you can cover the whole side of a mountain with flowers just from one, just by the way it puts itself out there. And I'm going somewhere with this. It only takes one of a strong-willed, strong-minded, positive influence, one person, to step outside of their life, to step outside of their bubble, their comfort zone, and just to reach out to one person that they see might have potential, not in becoming president, but just in changing themselves. So the very important – oh, go ahead, Ms. Worth it.
No, I was just saying exactly. I was commenting. Yeah, exactly. That's important.
Yeah. Very important. And see, a lot of these young men that I catch on the daily, they don't really have a positive male figure in life. Maybe their father's busy working. I'm not going to say it's all negative. It's not all negative. Sometimes we don't look at the other side of the coin. We already depict, okay, there's a youth in trouble. It's because the dad's not there. No, it's not. It might not be that. It might be because both parents are working hard to keep up and to make sure that this youth has exactly what he needs, she needs in life. So it's not all negative.
Mr. Cloud.
But the, yes,
right,
ma'am.
Mr. Cloud, I just want to comment on that, and you're exactly right. People are quick to say that a lot of our male youth or even female youth is because a father figure wasn't in place. However, I'm actually, and I wish we were video live. I'm sitting here today, and people who don't know, Justin is a young man who I helped raise partially in his high school years, and so his niece, my granddaughter, turned 6 today. Today is her birthday, and she had a sleepover last night. So we have a bunch of little girls. We actually have 8 little girls sitting here, and I've allowed them to sit down and be quiet for a second because they've jumped around and played long enough. And so they're listening to your show. And even with these little girls, some of them don't have a father in the home. But it starts with teaching them, like today. You know, somebody has to take the opportunity to say, no, it's not just about jumping around. Let's orchestrate the games. Let's show you how to play. And we just missed a call, and I'm going to make this real brief. We was playing a little game of volleyball with a balloon, and I decided to put it into two teams, 4-on-4, and really show them more than just the game. So in the game, we wind up, and I'm going to have one of the little girls, her name is Jaze. She's going to tell you how her team lost. So Jaze, just tell Mr. Cloud, why did your team lose? Real simple.
All right. The team lost because one of my teammates want to play like she wants to play.
Very good. So they had one teammate. She refused to stay in her place. She refused. She kept jumping over her teammates and jumping out of place. So that's how they lost. So I was teaching them and teaching her. That was a valuable lesson for her. That is not just about you. And all the different things that we are part of in life, it's always about someone else, you know? And so Jose was the team captain. And she, you know, had to tell this person, you know, like, stay in your place because you're causing us to lose. And she did.
Okay, okay. I love the way that you taught them that. I mean, responsibility, self-responsibility in community, it goes a long way. Once you become cognitive of who you are in community, you can start to make a change. As a matter of fact, a quote by Mark Twain said, there's two important dates in a person's life. It's the day that you're born and then the day that you found out the reason why you were born. And your self-worth, it creates, it makes the ground that you're tilling, if we're talking about farming, when you till the ground is already there to be used. It can be used, but you have to make it inhabitable. The community that we live in it already, but we want it to be better than what it is. And all it takes is putting your hand to the plow, changing or turning over the soil or turning people's decisions around. I love the route that you went, Ms. Worthit, because I was looking at a couple of articles about reaching out, and one particular article was talking about how we've become so detached as a community, as a people, because of social media. You can reach out to someone that's not there just like that, but it's so emotionless. You don't have contact with that person. So what I had formulated from reading that post was our social medias have put us on a decline in our community, but reaching out to our community is the social cure.
Wow.
I hope y'all followed that. Putting your phones down, taking time out of your busy schedule. Like, even in the organization, we deal with people being busy, and it's hard to hit the mark sometimes because people are so busy and scattered out. But when you show that you savor a thing, it'll show through your actions. That's why I don't really
like words.
Words are very, very mischievous. They're easy to misconstrue. Unless you're sitting in front of me and able to have a conversation with me, you won't feel the whole impact of what I'm saying unless you can see my body language and unless you can feel the vibes that I'm giving off. There's a difference between being on the phone and in person. But there are so many benefits of this. And that's when I went to another post from the Huffington Post, and it was talking about all the ways it's beneficial to reaching out, and it was coming from a personal standpoint. It was like from the person's perspective that's reaching out. It said it benefits them all the more. It's like even if I sat down with someone to teach them how to make a bracelet, I've started learning how to do that. So I was like, you know, it's amazing how the person that's receiving the wisdom or receiving the knowledge or information is not the only one that's infected or poured into, but because I'm using my leadership skills, I'm operating in my gifts, and I'm cultivating a bond between this person. This person can now come back and forth to me asking me about bracelets. And it's the same thing in our community. There's so many things that we have in relation the music that we listen to. I'm an old school hip hop head, but I can find my relation in the swag or the wavy type music that they got now. So I'm relatable. Some of my jargon that I use, the young teens, is relatable. So it opens a door for them to say, okay, I can relate to them. So let me ask questions. It's almost like I told this to my loved one the other day also. I said, you know, drawing people is it takes a passion because it doesn't just happen overnight. It's a lot like hunting.
Right.
Like if you're hunting a wild rabbit, you can't just take off running after the rabbit because it's a lot faster than you are. It's in its own habitat, so it knows how to juke and move to get away from you. But if I was that same hunter and I laid down a carrot, laid down a radish, laid down some lettuce, after a while, that rabbit's going to know to keep coming back to this spot because he's getting fed. It's the same thing with our youth. We have to give them what they like, but we have to give it to them in a way that they can understand. Now, having said all of that, it really takes a heart of a leader to go out here and do this. I'm not saying that everybody has a gift to go out, but if you understood how easy it is to just reach out for a second and say, hey, how are you doing? No, really, how are you doing today? What have you been through? Why doesn't your facial features match the emotion that you're saying that you're having right now? And 9 times out of 10, people open up. Since you're asking, this is what's going on. You might not even have the answers, but because you chose to listen to this person's problem, they were able to verbalize it and get it off their chest, and now they can mentally make a clear judgment of what they're dealing with. There's so many benefits,
exactly.
So many benefits. Go ahead, Ms. Worthy.
I was just going to say exactly. There's so many benefits to communication. And you know what, Mr. Cloud? I just launched a campaign that's called Break the Ice, Say Something Nice. And it started by saying something nice to another female. But I also engulfed the males in it and telling them to embrace this campaign. Because what you just said is so important. A lot of times, though, you don't even have to ask a person, well, what's going on, what you've been through. All you have to do is look at them and find something nice to say to them, no matter how their face is frowned up, whether they look sad or mad. If you look at that person and say, wow, you have some beautiful eyebrows. Girl, where you get those arched at? Best believe, whatever she's going through right then and there, she's going to postpone it. She's going to say, oh, you know what, I can't believe you said that. I was having such a rough day. And she'll share it, but she'll be able to share it, or he'll share in a different format. And so it's important in the community that we begin to embrace each other, because if you don't, then you're a part of the problem instead of the solution. And so even with the little kids, with the youth, like you were saying, we have to be able to embrace them and not, you know, there's a plan of action that we need to put in place for them, but we also have to help them to get through it. I.e., for example, one of the little girls sitting here is my niece, my great niece. Little kids don't like to sit down, but I decided just for the last portion of this, they can sit down and listen, and I want to see if anybody's going to get anything out of it. We're talking about little girls from 4 to 7.
Okay.
My little niece decided to knock on the floor, and I told her not to do that. She did it again, so that's defiant. She did it again after I told her not to do it. So, yeah, I smacked her hand. Don't do it again. Mm-hmm. Because guess what? She's used to getting away with that, so she figured, I'm going to try it with you. I guarantee you she won't try it with me no more. So we have to place structure before them, but we also have to teach them. And we still have to love them. You know, so
indeed.
You're right. The community,
indeed.
It's bigger than us. It's bigger than just the parent and their children. It's bigger than just the parent and the teacher and the children. It's the parent,
yes.
The teacher, the community, the church. It's everybody who needs to be a part. You know what I'm saying?
Indeed, indeed. There's a cliche from back in the day says it takes a village to raise a child, or a community to raise a child. And I believe that, because if you make the behavior, see, I don't reward bad behavior. I reward good behavior. I ignore bad behavior because that lets the child know, listen, I'm not acceptable to that. I don't condone that. So you're not going to get a response out of me until you do something good, and then I'll reward you. So once we become like-minded and of the same heart in our community, and we stop educating, spreading social communicable diseases, which is breeding hate, jealousy, these type natured attitudes. Once we stop doing that and then start condoning a atmosphere to where it's a no tolerance, like, listen, I understand you want to act out, but listen, we don't reward that type of behavior. We don't reward ignorance. We are calling our people to a higher standard. It's not just one person that we follow behind that's going to lead a people. We have to make it a decision within our hearts and our mind that we want to change first, and then we actually put action behind it.
Right, exactly. That makes a whole lot of sense.
But my last point of this whole thing was to actually urge. I know we didn't get any callers during the time that we had on the radio, but I encourage everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, take 2 seconds out of your day to speak to someone that you probably wouldn't normally speak to, that person at the job that that you can't stand. Go and say, hey, how you doing today? You don't even have to have a full conversation, but open up the door to communication, because when you shut off people, you shut off your blessing. You shut off the gift that might, that joke that person might tell you to brighten up your day. You miss opportunity for your furtherment of your future because you choose to operate in your past. I'm Justin. This is Ada Zayas.
And Mr. Cloud, we thank you so much for this topic. I just want to close Mr. Justin's segment off by stating that Justice from A to Z's Blog Talk Radio Show is based off of being positive responders for our male and teaching them and all youth how to be positive in all aspects of life. So you've heard being somebody, somebody, and how important it is from Mr. Justin Cloud. Please take this into your community and be somebody, somebody that's positive and that can bring about actions that are beneficial in their life. And so as we close, check out every Saturday beginning in September our new segment of A to Z's Positive Male Response Radio Show at www.A2ZAUS. And I am your president of Justice from A to Z's, Delzora Barnett, and you can check out my blog at www.MsMzWorthIt.com. Thank you so much, Justin, and all of our listeners.
No
you
problem.
Have a blessed and wonderful day.
Okay, very good, guys. So, hold on, give me a chance. You guys did.
Okay.